Viking Nation, Lambs High football is on the air. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lambs County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. Tonight, the biggest game in the state and possibly the biggest game in the South as number one versus number three in the toughest region in all of football, Region 1-6A, otherwise known as the Little SEC. Colquitt County, ranked number one in the state and as high as number six in most national polls, undefeated with wins over Mill Creek and National Power Hoover. They beat them 35-14. Will look to try and stay atop of the state and region rankings with a win tonight. Colquitt will rely on four weapons. First of all, the number 22, 5'8", 180-pound senior running back, Shaim King, their leading rusher who's averaging a little over 100 yards a game rushing. Quarterback number four is Chase Parrish, a 6-foot, 180-pound junior, whose average is 175 yards a game passing, and two world-class receivers at number one, Marquine Green, 5'10", 180-pound senior, and number two, Keel Pollard, a 6'2", 210-pound junior. But our Vikings, who are also 5-0 and ranked third in the state, will have a little to say about who wins tonight's contest. The Vikings, who will look to face their sixth straight undefeated opponent will try and try to get revenge for that 37-17 loss last year at Martin Stadium. The Vikings, with quality wins themselves over such powers this year as Roswell and Plant High out of Tampa, are a much improved team. Number 33, Des Copeland, who leads the team in rushing, will have to have one of the best games of the season so far. Plan on both teams bringing their A-plus games to the field tonight. Region standings look like this. Camden's 5-0, Colquitt 5-0, Lowndes 5-0, Tift 5-0, Valdosta 5-0, Lee County 4-0. And in my 13 years of doing the play-by-play for Lowndes, I don't remember ever all region teams being undefeated as region play starts to happen. Not only that, I don't remember having four of the top five teams in the state ranked at the same time. But that's what we have, as Colquitt is ranked number one, Camden number two, our Vikings number three, McEachern number four, and Valdosta number five. As the region stands, tonight's matchups, number one Colquitt, of course, hosting our number three ranked Vikings. Number two Camden hosts the number five ranked Wildcats. Lee County will be at Tift. Other games around our area, Berrien County 2-2 at Brooks County, which is 3-2 and 1-0 in the region. Clinch 2-3 on the year, 1-1 in the region. They're home tonight versus a surprising Atkinson County in Pearson, Georgia. They're 4-1 and 1-1 in region play. Cook County 3-2 and off to a good region start at 3-0. Hosts Tatnall, which is 3-2 and 2-2 on the year. Coffee County 4-1 and 2-1 on the year. Hosts Statesboro, who is 0-4 and 0-2 in the region. Lanier 1-4, 0-2 in the region, fellas. They're home versus Turner County. Ballwood 4-1. And 1-0 in the region is at Southland, who is 2-3 and 1-1. Valdosta State, 2-2 on the year, 0-2 in the Gulf South Conference, is off. Next week, West Georgia comes to town. We're going to take our first break on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Valdosta, Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. When we come back, it's off to Mack Tharp Stadium and Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking Voice. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings, and I'll meet you back at the stadium in about 45 minutes. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll take a five-minute break.
And good afternoon, Viking fans, and welcome to Mack Tharp Field here in Moultrie, Georgia. Our Lowndes High Vikings getting ready to take on the Colquitt County Packers in a 1-3 matchup in Region 1-6A. And the 1-3 is their state rankings as well. I'm Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we're bringing you the countdown to kickoff. Thanks to Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County for their support of this year's countdown to kickoff. And I tell you, this has been an exciting week, 2 weeks actually, as we have prepared. We had a week off, and I think, Taylor, I'm already to the point, I'm tired of talking about this game. Let's play it.
Yeah, you get so much anticipation and so much built up coming into these games, kind of like a Wintersville Classic. I mean,
yeah,
it's time to strap them on and play some football now, but I'm glad we had the off week, Bill. I know that built up the anticipation, but a guy that gave us a chance to get healthy, get ready to go, because region play starts. All that was preseason.
Yeah,
we didn't care less about all that. This is when it really starts tonight. And, you know, we'd like to get off to a good start in region play, maybe get a victory here tonight, and, you know, set ourselves up good for the rest of region play tonight.
Well, it doesn't get any easier, and not to look ahead, but this game, then you got Camden, then you got Lee, then you got Valdosta, and then you got Tipp County. There is no easy game in this schedule throughout the rest of this year. One of the coaches and some of the players were talking earlier in the few weeks ago about they've only got 5 weeks left. That's all that's guaranteed. After that, it's up to them, and it's up to them to start it tonight right here on this field.
Absolutely. I think about yesterday or maybe Wednesday we started talking about the weather. Well, we were looking at 80-90% chance of rain. That came through a little earlier today. You know, weather may not be an issue. Tell you what, we're going to go down to the field for Marty Rogers for an equipment part supply field update in the pregame show. Marty, what's it like down there on the field? Wet grass, wet turf? You know, what's it like down there, Marty?
Taylor, it's absolutely perfect conditions, really. It's not hot. I thought I was afraid it'd be muggy now that the rain's cleared out, but it's not. It's got a little bit of a breeze in the air. You can see the flags are kind of blowing a little bit. The field, it's a little damp, but, you know, this field turf dries extremely quick. You can hardly even tell it rained out here. A lot of times they water the field before these games anyways, so I don't think you'll see much of an effect on the game as far as from a weather standpoint, and it's just great conditions as far as the temperature goes. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for it to be much better. Fans, if you're listening, you still got time, get in the car, come on over here, help support these Vikings. It's going to be a great night for football.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. Bill, it's not muggy down there on the field, but up here in this press box, it's pretty hot.
It is pretty muggy up here. They've changed the visitor press box slightly from when we were here 2 years ago. There was an open space here in the middle. Coaches on either side of you, behind a door. They have glass, air conditioning, et cetera. And then there was an open room with two big open windows. Well, they have cut that in half, put a wall up between now, put air conditioning on their side, on the right side, left us with an open window here. Again, I like this. We like that open air field. That's what we have at Martin Stadium, and that's what we're going to get here tonight. We get that open air now. We don't have that back vent that way.
You can hear the crowd noise, which I think a lot of our listeners like to hear. But if like Marty said, if you're just tuning in, you're thinking, man, I want to go over to Moultrie. I think there are some tickets available still. The fans got in here early. The doors open at 6:15, and people were sprinting to get a good seat tonight.
Oh, they really were. I mean, we were here at probably about 6 o'clock, about 5:45, 6 o'clock, to get up here into the press box and get set up. And there were a few fans that had made their way in, and they were waiting. They had come in the pass gate. And then you're right. When that gate opened, those fans just rushed into this space. Now, the Viking fans have tried to capitalize on this center area. In years past, it was called a reserve section, not reserve seating, but just reserve section. But now they've opened it up, and it's just all general admission. But Lounge, kind of out of habit, came into this center section, and we pretty well controlled that right now. And that'll keep the bulk of our fans in here. I do look to our left and to our right, and I do see quite a few fans over there. Our band, I think, will be over to our right. I do see them setting up. We do have a little bit of a sight disadvantage because of where we are and behind the table.
Yeah, the corners are going to be tough for us to see tonight towards the end zone. Of course, the home side, we're going to be fine in the corners, but on our side of the field, which is the visitor side, we're going to be limited in the corners because we're blocked out by walls, and we've got a table with all of our gear set up. So bear with us a little bit on the corners, but we'll try to do our best to get you the right action and the right plays called on the field tonight.
Well, I got a plan for you, too. If you couldn't make it here tonight, or even if you could, come join us on Tuesday night at the Mill Pizzeria on Bay Tree Road, where we have the Lounge Time Randy McPherson Coaches Show. On the big screen, we also have we'll have tonight's game playing on there as well, so you'll get an opportunity to relive and replay that game, get to meet some coaches and some players as well. That's at 7 o'clock every Tuesday night at the Mill on Bay Tree, the Lounge Time Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
If you were just tuning in, this is a big region ball game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough game. Lounge has left the field. Moultrie is still out on the field warming up. And looks like Marty does have Coach Rush Probst for our Traditions 4 and Coaches interview. Let's go down to Marty with that interview right now.
Thanks, Taylor. I'm standing here with Coach Rush Probst, of course, the head coach of the number one ranked Cockle County Packers. Coach, this is a big game. Obviously, it's the first region game. USA Today has come down and tabbed this as the game of the week in the country. Coach, how excited is your team and how focused are they going into tonight's game?
Well, we don't worry about the national game of the week. It's just a good old region South, you know, Region 1 South Georgia game of the week, and between two great programs. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Lowndes, and what it's been able to do. And arguably, you cannot argue the fact that Lowndes and Camden County are the best two teams in Georgia over the last 15 years. Now, we're trying to get where y'all are, and we've had some success. But we still hadn't won multiple state titles like y'all have, and I think that that's what we're trying to do and trying to get to. But I think it speaks volumes for this volumes of this region. I talked to Jim Halley today at USA Today and told him, I said, Jim, I've been all over, and I played a lot of football. I said, trust me. Some of them teams you got ranked ahead of us, and Lowndes and Valdosta and Camden, we can play with those teams now. Trust me. I said, you saw what we did to Hoover, and I said, we turned it over five times. We could have beat them really bad. And Hoover's ranked as one of the top five best programs in the country. You know, I just think this is good football down here. You got a great fan base with Lowndes and all the teams that are in this region. The winner of this region ought to have a chance to compete for a state title and for a national title every year just because of our predecessors. And you know, because Brody built at Tift, and Bazemore and Hyder built at Valdosta, and even the early years at Lowndes, you know, and I know Milt Miller won one over there, and Camden has got their program going really strong, and then you take your other classifications down here. You got good 6A and I mean good 5A and 4A down football down here too now. So just a lot of good football in South Georgia.
Absolutely, and I would agree with you. And speaking of good football, one of the reasons that your team is as good as you've been over the last several years is your offense. Everybody knows you got a high-powered offense. Of course, this year, one of the question marks going in was quarterback. But your quarterback has answered those questions and played extremely well, very balanced, averaging over 41 points a game. Talk to us about the play of your quarterback and how important has it been for his play and the stepping up. And of course, what are some of the kids around? I know he's got great athletes around him. Just talk to us about some of the keys on offense for us.
I think that's the key. He's got good athletes around him. Siam King, great tailback, and then you got a very good tight end that we're getting back healthy, and we got really two of them that can play, and has allowed us to move one of our wideouts over to DB to give us a bigger DB, and that's helped us. And then I think Ty Lee's as good a slot inside speed guy. It's hard to match him one-on-one. And then Marquan Green can really flat fly out there at that other receiver spot. So, and then our depth in our wide receiver position, too. We've got more depth than we've had before. And I think overall, we got 40 juniors, 42 juniors. We ain't never had that. Now, out of the 26 seniors we got, about 17 of them are playing. 16 to 17 are playing. We're going to have next year probably 25 seniors playing, you know. And really, the only thing you lose off this football team is Siam King, the three really good linebackers, and Hampton and Bull and Reese, and that's it. You know, your kicker's a junior, your punter's a junior, your returners are juniors on kick return, punt return, your snappers are juniors, your holders are juniors, and your quarterback's a junior. So you got a lot of good football players back for next year, too. You know, I just think that for the next 2 years, we should be in the hunt for it. And then after that, it's hard to say. But our JV's undefeated, you know. We're 4-0 there, and our 6th grade's undefeated, our 7th grade's undefeated, our 8th grade's 2-2, and our freshmen are struggling. Now, they haven't won a game, but everybody else is, and that's been unusual, too. So we got a lot of positive things going on right now with Colquitt County football, and we just got to get some things done facility-wise. We're building a new school. We left football sort of in the back burner. We got to change that and get football put back in its right perspective and take care and protect that, because obviously people love football in Moultrie, Georgia, and in Colquitt County. So it's something that that's talked about every day in this county. But I like our football team. I trust our football team. I've probably had more talented teams in the past, but I don't think I've had a group of kids that I trust more in this group. If we get beat tonight, it's because we get beat and y'all are better on this particular night. It ain't going to be because lack of effort, lack of physicality, or lack of us just doing something stupid. Not that we're not going to do some kid things, but still, I like our football team. I really do.
Well, Coach, you got a good one. Chase Parrish has made great decisions. You mentioned those linebackers. They've had a great year. And people do love football in South Georgia, and they love a winner. And that's what y'all have been there the last several years. Coach, we appreciate you speaking with us. We wish you well tonight, and wish well the rest of the season.
Well, I do the same thing with you, too, and I really mean this from the Lounge people, and I do, is come playoff time, whether whoever finishes 1, 2, 3, or 4, I'm pulling for those four teams hard. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about Region 7 and Region 8 and all that other stuff. We all got to pull for one another down here because we don't have a lot of representation like we had when all them other coaches I've already mentioned were down here when Region 1 controlled everything. We've sort of got to get that back. And the only way for us to do that is all four of us. It'd be nice to be sitting there in the semifinals and all four of us still being there. That'd be nice.
That would be great, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Floor and Coach's interview with Coach Probst. Tell you what, we're about 38 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. And down on the field joining us is Marty Rogers. And 35 minutes left before kickoff of this game. And Taylor, we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, about what was the weather going to do. Give us a little report on what we've seen so far and then how our team looks.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I know we tried to be weathermen
sure.
Earlier in the year, and it poured down rain on us, but I think it's to the east of us. I really do, and unless there's something that pops up out of nowhere, should be good, great weather for football tonight. Both teams are coming back on the field now. Moultrie is in their traditional home uniforms. They've got the gold pants, black uniforms, or black jerseys with the black helmet. They moved away from their 100-year anniversary Packer hog
on there. They've got Packers.
CC, actually,
yeah.
And now they've got the Packers. Our Vikings, now this is the first time ever you've seen this. White pants, white shirt with a crimson helmet.
Yep, and numbers, right.
We went white on white last year in Camden. We already said we're not superstitious, Bill.
No, that's exactly right.
But it's different. It's different because we had a silver helmet last year. This year we've got a crimson helmet, so it is different from the Colquitt game. But both teams are back out on the field. 34 minutes till kickoff, and
I
think the weather, to answer your question, I think the weather's behind us.
I do, too. I know we'll get Coach McPherson in just a little while. We'll have our Traditions Flooring coaches interview with Coach Randy McPherson. Marty, whenever that's available, go ahead and just break in. But let's talk a little bit about the hype of this game. This game is being hyped from USA Today. It's been hyped all over the place. And now it's finally here. And I think Marty's got Coach McPherson down on the field. Let's go down to the field now.
Thanks, Bill. I am standing here with head coach Randy McPherson of the Lowndes High Vikings. Coach, big game, big night. Of course, it's number one versus number three, two undefeated teams. But I know you, and I know more importantly for you, this is just the first region game. What's the mood of the team going into tonight?
Oh, man, they're focused. They're ready to go. We've worked long and hard for this night. You know, we want to come out here and play our best.
Coach, you've said all year that the team who wins this region is going to be the team that gets better each and every week. You were off last week. What did you do to get better, and how was practice last week?
We went right to work on fundamentals and Moultrie, you know. Colquitt, getting to work on their schemes and everything. We've had two good weeks of practice. I feel like we're ready to go.
Coach, offensively, Colquitt is very balanced. I know you've watched film this week. The quarterback seems to make good decisions, and he's got a lot of weapons. What do you have to do defensively to stop Colquitt tonight?
Well, we're going to have to slow them down, you know, keep them in front of us. Pressure again with a quarterback is a key in eliminating, again, the big play.
Coach, of course, your offense, flipping over to that side of the ball, you of course, run the wing tee, but occasionally we do like to go in the shotgun and run it. What are the keys offensively tonight to move against this really great and dominant defense so far for Colquitt?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to block them and we're also going to have to be able to throw the football, so, you know, and not turn it over.
Of course, that's the big key, and I was going to ask you about that next. Of course, turnovers and special teams in big games like this and big, tough environments playing at Colquitt County. How important are, of course, turnovers obviously we know are important, but how important are special teams? We started out a little shaky this year, but we've been better the last few weeks. What kind of emphasis do you put on that going into a game like this?
Special teams are huge tonight, you know. We've got to be on our game there, you know, especially punt team. You know, they've been doing a real good job with their punt return. And our kickoff team's got to be sound.
Coach, how do you keep your team focused going into a game like this with all the hype, with the 2 weeks off? What have you told your team? What do you say to them to keep them focused and have them ready to play tonight?
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot to say. I mean, you know, they know how important it is. They know what happened last year. We didn't play well. I mean, we're going to come over here and try to do, you know, give it our all.
Well, Coach, hope you do well, and good luck. We'll talk to you at halftime. Hopefully everything goes away. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach McPherson with his thoughts about tonight's game. Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. And, Taylor, let's go ahead and start talking about, we talked a little bit about the hype of this, but what X's and O's, there's some great football players out here on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to get into impact players, or are we just, we're just brainstorming here about what's the key to tonight's game?
Let's start with what are your keys, and we'll go down to Marty and get his thoughts on keys to the game as well.
Yeah, we talked about it in the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show on Tuesday. I think there's a couple big keys. We got to tackle in space.
Yeah.
That's my number one thing. We've got to tackle in space. They're going to try to get the ball out in space, you know, run the ball out wide, throw the quick screens out wide, you know, do things to get us in space, and we've got to break down and tackle in space. We've got to get pressure on the quarterback. If we get pressure on the quarterback, it, you know, shake him. I know the Hoover game is big,
yeah,
but this is his first real region game. If we hit him in the mouth and hit him in the mouth several times over and over and over, which we are capable of doing if we play up to our abilities, it could rattle him. And once you rattle him, he starts second-guessing his decision-making. And we got to control the clock. And what I mean by that is our offense has got – I want to see a 15-play drive. I want to see two or three 15-play drives where we put points on the board. We do that tonight, we have a good chance winning this ball game.
I do, too. And I think offensively, what's going to be the key to that and running the clock and getting that clock to just work down for us, get positive yards, is the fullback. And I'm really going to be looking at the fullback, whether it's Ahmad Sneed, whether it's Louis Regal, whether it's, you know, Nate Brantley comes in, Brian Bell. That fullback in the wing T offense is so critical. It is the feature back, if you will. And what we've got to be able to do is continue to pop it. Even when we don't get some yards sometimes, you can't leave that play, because eventually you wear them down.
On that same topic, we can't get behind the chains. We can't have third and seven.
Yeah.
We need to have third and two. We need to have second and five, second and four maybe. Things like that are key. Marty, what do you think the key to tonight is?
I would agree with y'all said, and you say some specifics, but generally speaking, I just think field position tonight is going to be huge, and we're going to need those drives to keep the ball on their end of the field. We're going to need to tackle in space to keep them from having the big plays. But if we can play on their side of the field majority of the game, I really think we've got a great shot. A couple key statistics are going to be, are we in third and long or third and short? Are they in third and long or are they in third and short? So I do think third down is going to be very, very big tonight. Turnovers, obviously,
yeah,
in every game like this, turnovers are definitely big, especially early turnovers. If you get some turnovers early in that first quarter and get some momentum, it can really make a difference in a big game like this. I think special teams are going to play a role tonight. Both kickers had some struggles early on this year, but I do think some special teams might play a role. And especially for Lounge, whether it's a touchdown or field goal, if we get some early points, I think it's going to give us a confidence, maybe take the crowd out of it a little bit. And I think that'll be huge, and that will help us. Bill, I agree. Fullback's going to be important tonight. If we can get the fullback working, eventually that'll open us up on the outside. Guys, we're also going to have to throw some play action short to mid-range passes.
Yep.
Hit the back in the flat. Hit the tight end across the middle. We don't have to do play action deep down the field every time. We've got to hit some few play action passes, short to mid-range passes. And then the last thing, I think we've got to shut down their run game. If we can make them one-dimensional offensively, we've got a chance. If we can hold them under 100 yards rushing, I think we win the game.
Marty, to echo that point, this game last year, Calkett rushed for 249 yards against our Vikings. They rushed for more yards than they passed. They passed 181 yards against us last year. So they had a pretty balanced attack, and I think you're right. If we can make them one-dimensional, it may be tough for them tonight to move the ball against us. Going to move to our Traditions Flooring impact players tonight. I want to thank Traditions Flooring for that. I'm going to start tonight offensively for the Colquitt County Packers. You know, his name is synonymous all over Region 1. I mean, he's probably one of the marquee backs in Region 1 at the tailback position. Number 22, Sian King. Has he played for them for 3 years?
Yeah.
Or is it just two?
No,
it seems like he's been around forever.
There, you get those guys that come in and they make such an impact. You look at a Darius Perry for Lowndes. He did play for four years. You have a Lynn Williams.
Yeah.
Lynn played solid for three and did play quite a bit that fourth year. But you roll through those, and every once in a while you find one.
It may be because his brother also played for him, so he comes from a good pedigree. He is a senior this year, 5'8", 172 pounds. Won't be here next year unless there's some kind of fifth-year eligibility that Rush Probst is able to pull. But 75 carries for 506 yards. He's averaging 6.7 yards per carry, and he's also averaging 101 yards per game. He's got 9 touchdowns from the running back position. in five games. The kid knows how to run the ball.
Yeah, he really does. And he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Fumbles, things like that. He really controls the ball well and plays within himself. And that's got to be really the key that keeps him focused.
Absolutely, guys. My impact player on their offense is obviously going to start at the quarterback position. And that's number four, Chase Parrish. He's only a junior. Guys, he's completed almost 72% of his passes this year. He's 78 for 109 for 871 yards. That's averaging over 174 yards per game. He's got nine touchdowns to only two interceptions. Guys, he's also carried it 18 times for 63 yards and another touchdown. He's not great with his legs, but he can hurt you if you forget about him. And last year, if you remember, the zone read hurt us. Quarterback, we kind of left him alone some. He wasn't known for his running, and he had a couple big touchdowns against us. But Chase Parrish, coming into the year, as we talked to Coach Probst during the Traditions Foreign Coaching spotlight, was, you know, the one question mark on their offense coming in, and he's answered that so far. But, guys, this is his first Region 1 6A football game, first time in a big, big-time atmosphere like this with a visiting crowd here. Be interesting to see how he comes out. Is he over you know, excited, or is he, you know, just be interested to see how what he does early on. And but I think he's going to have a good night tonight for him, and he's my Traditions Flooring impact for their offense.
Marty, one note on that. Daniel Mobley last year was their second leading rusher. He had 76 yards rushing last year.
All right. My impact players, I'm going to look to the wide receivers. You got Ty Lees, just a junior, number 23. He's got 348 yards receiving. That's 20 catches in the five games. He's got five touchdowns. He has caught a long of 40 yards. And then you got to take Keel Pollard, also a junior. He's got 19 catches for 256 yards. And he's got two touchdowns on the year as well. These guys are dangerous outside. They got great speed. They're going to be my impact players for the Colquitt County Packers.
Flipping over, trying to defend that is our Lowndes High defense. We've talked about him all year. He's starting to get recognized a little bit around the state. He's just a workhorse. Number 30, Corvion White. He's only 5'10", 195 pounds. He is a senior. But he's one of the guys that we really rely on the season. He's our leading tackler with 27 tackles, 17 tackles for a loss of 104 yards. The kid knows how to play. He has a forced fumble as well. We're going to need him to be key tonight for the defense. He's got to put pressure on the quarterback. He's probably our leading pass rusher. And if Corvion White can somehow break through the double teams tonight, he could be the difference in this game. Corvion White's my Traditions Flooring impact player for defense.
Taylor, I'm going with our leaders on defense. We've talked about them all year. We talked about them now for 3 years, but Nate Brantley, number 10, and Brian Bell, number 32, they're our seniors. They're our middle linebackers. We run that 50 defense, that 5-2. They're going to have to play the run and the pass tonight. We know we talked a little bit about Colquitt's balance, but Colquitt has thrown for 909 yards. And they've rushed for 881 yards. So they're extremely balanced. Brian and Nate are going to have to be able to play in space. They're going to have to be leaders out there to get the other guys around them focused and keep them in the right defense. But those are my two keys to tonight's game. Brian is tied for the lead in tackles at 27 with Corvion, and Nate's right behind him at 25. But those two guys are going to have a big night tonight, not just from a play standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint as well. And they're my Traditions Flooring impact for the Viking defense.
For the Viking defense, I'm going to look. We were talking earlier about tackling in space, breaking down, getting those little quick out passes, and being able to make the tackle. Safety, number 7, Jalen Maribley, 6 foot, 170 pounds, a senior. This is a guy, a leader on the field, and he has got about, 20 tackles on the season. He's played very well. But his presence on the field out there in that strong safety spot makes it huge. And he just does a phenomenal job. So he's going to be my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings. I tell you what, before we jump over and take a look at the other side of the ball for both teams, we're going to take another two-minute break. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this two-minute break right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We are live from MacArthur Field in Moultrie, Georgia, as our Lowndes High Vikings are getting ready to take on the Colquitt County Packers in the first game of the Region 1-6A schedule for 2014. And what a big game to start out with. I mean, you couldn't ask for a bigger game to get started with. So, Taylor, let's go talk a little bit more about our impact player.
Absolutely. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. He's our leading rusher, Bill. I got to go with number 33, Desmond Copeland, 5'9", 157-pound junior. He's key. Excuse me. He's key to our success tonight. We got to set the tone running the ball. We were not able to do that last year. We were only able to rush for like 100 yards last year, and that really hurt us not being able to run the ball. On the season, he's 66 attempts for 511 yards. He's averaging 7 yards a carry. We've got a 7 yards per carry back. They've got a 7 yards per carry back. What's going to give? Desmond Copeland is my traditions for an impact player tonight for the Lowndes High Viking offense.
Taylor, my impact player is going to be Austin Dixon, our junior quarterback, number two. Austin has got to have a great game tonight. I think throwing, again, those short to mid-range play-action passes, we've got to loosen up their defense some way, somehow. Don't have to throw it a ton, but I do think we need to throw it at least 10 or 12 times tonight, and we need to complete 70-80% of them. But Austin is on the season. He's 25 of 44, completed about 57% of his passes for 358 yards, and he has 5 touchdowns. He does have a long of 53, and y'all remember he also had a long one in the preseason against Norcross. So one long one would really be nice for him to have, but he definitely has to complete some short to mid-range passes, and he needs to protect the football. We talked about turnovers in the big game. He cannot turn it over. But Austin Dixon, I think, is going to come out tonight. I think he's going to show some leadership, show a little maturity over last year, and I think he has a great game, and he's my tradition flooring impact player for the Viking offense.
For the Viking offense, I'm really going to look at number 9. Gabe Neighbors. Gabe, from that tight end spot, can catch the ball for us, but even just as importantly, he's going to be able to block for us on that offensive line. And to have Gabe Neighbors and get out there on the edge and be able to seal that block and get those sweeps around the corner are going to be phenomenal for us, as well as he can sneak out and get that get the catch for us, too, from out of the tight end position. We've kind of gotten behind the numbers here a little bit, folks, and we're getting ready to do the national anthem. So as we normally will, we'll take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up our Traditions Flooring Impact Players right here on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. I'm your host, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers down on the field. And we've just had the national anthem. We got 13 minutes on the clock, and we have got one more position to go for our impact players.
Flipping over to the Colquitt County defensive side of the ball tonight, Coach Probst talked about it in their interview, how important the linebacker core are to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with number 33, Tomasio Reese, inside linebacker. He's a senior, 6 foot, 205 pounds on the season. He's got 16 solo tackles, 12 assists for 28 total. He's got 5 tackles for a loss on the season, and he's played in all 5 games. He's a senior leader. He's one of the guys that if we're going to run the ball, we're going to have to get a body on him in order to break a hole open. So he's my traditions for him. Traditions for an impact player tonight for the Colquitt County Packers on defense.
Taylor, I'm going to stick with the linebacker core, and I'm going to go with number 8, Bull Barge. He's a senior, and guys, this kid is everywhere on the football field. I watched him play against Mill Creek in their opener, and he was absolutely dominant. I think he had something like 14 or 15 tackles in that game. Overall, in the season so far, he's got 31 solo tackles, 12 assists for a total of 43. He's got 7 tackles for loss. So he's playing downhill. And tonight we're going to see him probably in our backfield a good bit. But we've got to find where he's at before the snap, and we've got to make sure we try to get a hat on him and block him, because he is a beast on the defensive side of the football. But my tradition for him, impact player for their defense, is number 8, Bull Barge.
Well, I'm going to stay right there. I'm going to come up on the defensive line, and there's a senior, number 2. That's T.J. Smith. He's got 17 tackles on the year, 10 solos, 7 assists, and he's 6'3", 250 pounds. This guy is a beast on that defensive line. And our offensive line is going to have to contain him if we hope to be successful at all offensively. So my impact player for the Colquitt County defense is number 2, T.J. Smith.
Well, that wraps up our Traditions Flooring Impact Players. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. Just about 11 minutes away from kickoff, you are listening to the Lowndes, Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We're going to take a 2-minute break. You listen to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kick Country.
And welcome back to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We are doing it live from MacTharp Field here at Moultrie, Georgia, as our Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on the Colquitt County Packers. We've talked about it for the last hour. We've talked about it for the last week. We've talked about it on the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We've talked about it on chat lines. We've talked about it everywhere. And now, finally, we're about 8 minutes away from kicking this thing off. All the talking can stop, and we can get down there on the field, and we can really put this thing to bed, and we'll find out exactly what these two teams have. They're ranked number 1 and number 3 in the state. Colquitt is ranked nationally with USA Today, and they have beat some very good football teams. Lowndes, in their own right, has beat some very good football teams. And now coming up to the booth with us is Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. Wes, you've got to be tired of talking about this game now.
I tell you what, I've actually been talking about it for 2 weeks. Because just as soon as the game with Newton was over with, all eyes, all ears, everything turned to this game right here and the implications it could have as far as national rankings and state rankings.
Well, let's go down to Marty for a equipment parts supply sideline update. He wanted to update us on some injuries, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Taylor. I did have a chance to watch Xavier Patterson was warming up with our Viking offense today. He is healed. He's ready to go. You know, he's been battling a shoulder injury. But he is ready to go tonight. How much he'll play is still to be determined. But the coaches said he will play tonight. We will see him. And we're talking about Traditions Flooring impact players. I mentioned Austin Dixon, our quarterback. We'll see how much of an impact Xavier Patterson has tonight. He definitely brings another dimension. We just look back at the Norcross game and the preseason scrimmage. He had a 53-yard touchdown run. He has speed, and he gives us something that we don't have without him. So be interested to see what kind of impact he has on tonight's ball game. But he will play.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. And thanks for those injury updates, because, you know, that's been kind of the big thing this year. We've had little minor nagging injuries, and now finally to get Xavier Patterson back. We got Ahmad Sneed back a few weeks ago. For the most part, I think we're pretty healthy.
Absolutely, and that's good to see. This is when you want to be healthy, going into region play, going into playoffs. But, fans, if you have not gotten here yet, you're going to be standing room only. There is no room whatsoever left.
And you can't come up here either.
No, you cannot come in the press box. There is no room left on this visitor sideline. The Moultrie fans may be showing up with some reserve seats closer to game time, because there's still some holes over there. But over here on our side of the field, boys, there is no room whatsoever.
It was interesting that Coach Prost earlier in the week said, our stadium holds 9,000 people. I've got 10,500 tickets, so where are you going to put another 1,500 people? I don't know, but they have packed them in here. But, Bill, as we were talking about earlier, this game, it is the biggest game in the state. It's the biggest game in the South. Quite possibly, it's the biggest high school football game in the nation, because this is, without a doubt, across the board, everybody will tell you from USA Today all the way out to California, that Region 1-6A, in and out every year, is the toughest region in high school football in the nation. That's why it's dubbed the Little SEC. And when you can say, when you start region play, that you've got four of the top five teams in the state in this region, that's telling you something.
Well, there are some great teams across the nation. We're not discounting the De La Salles and the Southeast.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
There's just a lot of really good football teams across this nation. But in a group that play each other year in and year out and have to fight each other for the playoff position, there's not a better region, I don't think. Overall, top to bottom, I mean, you better look out for Lee County this year. You better look out for Tiff County this year. You've got to look out for all of these teams this year. You cannot go to sleep on any of them. We're going to have the captains here in just a minute. Let's go over to Taylor. What do you got?
Yeah, I got captains tonight. First for the Colquitt Packers, number 8, Jay Saunders. Excuse me, number 8, Bull Barge. Number 22, Cyan King. Number 73, Dalton Hancock. Number 6, Cade Blackburn. Number 55, Quentin Hampton. And number 50, Will Mantley. Tonight for the Vikings, first, number 10, Nathan Brantley. Number 21, Alex Brown. number 52, Dwayne Hart, and number 12 is Ryan Hobbs.
And those are our captains tonight. We'll have the coin toss for you live right here on the air as Marty will head out to the midfield when they do bring that. The officiating crew is Atlanta area, is that right?
That's what Marty will have to tell us. I didn't get a chance to talk to the officials like I normally do. So let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers. Marty, find out where they're from, buddy.
Well, he's going to find out here in just a moment. We'll go down.
Yeah, guys, that's absolutely right. They are from the Atlanta area. They're a crew I have not seen before. I had a chance to speak with a white hat for a few minutes, and I'm not familiar with them. But there's a couple Georgia High School Association representatives here tonight that went out with the coaches earlier. So I know they're keeping eyes on this game, and I think this officiating crew will do a great job.
Well, and that was one of our keys we really didn't talk about. We did speak about that on Thursday, and I want to thank Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road, Chick-fil-A on Inner Perimeter Road for their support of Lowndes High Athletics. That's where we go on Thursday as we have our lunch, our production lunch, and we talked about that, a good, solid officiating crew and being able to control a game like this when emotions are going to run high. That is so important for an officiating crew. Now, you've been an official, Wes. How important is it that they get control of a game, an emotional game, very quickly?
First thing you do, you want to set it in the coin toss. You want to talk to your players. You want to just go over what you expect of them. And just as soon as it starts, you want to start doing what's called preventative officiating. The umpire wants to start talking to the offensive lineman about holding. Your back judges want to start talking to your cornerbacks about their hands and stuff like that. You take control of it to start with. And when you talk about folks being here, Tommy Gillibrand, GHSA, sitting over on the other side in the home press box.
Well, and you're probably going to see these officials, they're probably got an evaluation crew in the stands as well.
They do.
Because of how high level this game is. We're going to go down on the field. I know, Marty, that the introductions are being made, but we'll give you all the instantaneous action, and we'll find out who wins the toss here and get this game underway. There's 2 minutes on the clock now as we continue to wait for the official to make the introductions. Let's go down to the field now.
Callers, we'll come to you and ask you to help us control your teammates so we don't have to, all right? You're the visiting team, right? That means you get to call the coin.
Stop. Look. Listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Silver dollar. Heads and tails. They'll throw it up. Let it hit the ground, and I'll look at it, and we'll go from there. What are you going to call? You call the heads, all right? Go ahead, sir. Hold on. Let me do this. There we go. Ahead. You win the talk.
We got to defer.
You want to defer? Excuse me, guys. Why does one toss and elect it to defer? You want to see? What goal do you want to pin? You want to kick it that way? Yes, sir. Turn your back.
All right, guys. We won the toss and elect it to defer, so we will be kicking off to start this Region 1 6A season.
All right, Marty, thank you for that. As we heard that, the Lowndes High Vikings win the toss. They defer, and they will kick off to start out this ball game. We're going to leave it right here. I want to thank everybody for joining us for the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Countdown to Kickoff. Be sure and join us every week, an hour before kickoff. We'll have impact players as we did this week, and get you set up for the Lowndes High game each and every week. I also want to remind everybody about the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you by Deloach Body Works, every Tuesday night live from the mill on Baytree Road. That's the mill in Remington Square there on Baytree. Get out there at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great time this Tuesday night as well, as it is every Tuesday night at the mill. Be sure and join us. The clock's ticking down now, 17-16. The Packers have made their way onto the field. The crowd is getting into it now. The band over to our right is beginning to get into it. And for all of your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And this is playoff atmosphere at its highest. And it's only the first region game of the year. We are over here in Moultrie, Georgia. Mack Tharp Field, home of the Packers.